Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley. My guest today is Ed Perry. He is the outreach coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation's climate change campaign. And he is here in Bethlehem to arrange for a roundtable discussion about how climate change is affecting wildlife, natural systems, and public health. Ed, could you please tell us about the upcoming event and what it is about?
On August 29th at 3 p.m., we are holding a roundtable discussion about the effects of climate change on wildlife, birds, and public health, and the science behind climate change. The roundtable will be held at Northampton Community College at the Fowler Southside Bethlehem Center in room 605. Our speakers include a climate scientist and experts on wildlife, birds, and insect pests.
Who exactly is the National Wildlife Federation and what do they do?
The National Wildlife Federation is a nationwide conservation organization whose mission is to be a voice for wildlife and is dedicated to protecting wildlife and habitat for future generations. The National Wildlife Federation is fairly old. It's founded in 1936 by Ding Darling, who was the first head of the U.S. Biological Survey. He founded the National Wildlife Federation because of his concern for the loss of wildlife throughout our country.
Could you please tell me about the speakers that you have lined up for this event?
Our first speaker is renowned climate scientist Dr. Dork Sahakian, who will give us the basic facts behind climate change and what we can expect in the future. Our second speaker is Paul Zeff. He's the Director of Conservation for Audubon, Pennsylvania. Paul is a serious birder and will discuss how climate change is disrupting birds' migration and breeding patterns. Next will be Tom Smith, Director of Pennsylvania's West Nile Virus Program. Tom will show how climate change is making the world a much better place for some of our most noxious insect pests. And I'll bat cleanup, an aquatic biologist, as well as a lifelong fisherman and hunter. And I'll discuss how climate change is already affecting wildlife around our country and right here in Pennsylvania.
Some people say that climate change is something we do not have to worry about for a long time for now. Is this true?
You know, when I first began working on this issue in 2007, I told people I would not live long enough to see the effects of climate change. I was wrong about that. Already, we are seeing fish and wildlife all across our country being affected by the small 1.5-degree temperature change we've had in the past 100 years. With just this small change, look at how extreme the weather has become. Last year, we had Hurricane Sandy destroy homes and lives in New Jersey and New York, while Colorado, Arizona, and other western states were on fire, and the Midwest experienced one of the worst droughts in our history. Clearly, things are happening, and you have to be in denial of basic scientific facts and even your own senses to continue believing our climate isn't changing. The National Wildlife Federation has documented these changes and has produced a number of reports on how wildlife is already being affected by climate change. You can download these reports by Googling nwf.org/globalwarming, and you'll see some of the reports available for download.
How do people get more information about the event and information about actions they can take to become involved in this issue?
Yes, they can call me or email me. I can be reached at, and this is all one word, PA Global Warming Outreach@gmail.com, or by phone at 814-880-9593.